We're doing the Roshot Aran. We're up to page Shin Pei Dalet in the Mosadar of Kuk Edition. We'll dedicate our learning today to Eleanor Elisheva Fleisch, Zichrona Livracha. May our learning be meritorious for her soul. We were discussing the concept of Yirat Hashem, that Rashi says there are two approaches within Yirat Hashem. There is the concept of a person who says, I fear God because I'm scared what he's going to do to me. And then there's a person who says, I fear God because I am in awe. There's Yirat HaOnesh, fear of punishment, and Yirat HaRomimut, fear that stems from awe of God's greatness. Two different things, right? V'shtei midot ha'elu. And these two approaches, Ramaz Yov b'pasuk echad, in the book of Job, we have numerous texts where Job goes on and on telling us what a great person he is. And our tradition is that he was accurate. He wasn't exaggerating. There are numerous places where Job says, I don't deserve this. All you guys, my friends, you're telling me you deserve to suffer. No, I don't. Let me tell you what a wonderful person I am. And then he goes on to tell us what a wonderful person he is. So in one of those great speeches where he goes on and on telling us how great he is, so he says, Shayani Shma min advarim amgunim, he says, I was careful not to do things that are shameful. Ve'rodev achar pulot ha'otzuyot, and I was in pursuit of doing noble acts. Ve'amar, Job says, Ki pachad elai eid el umasato lo uchal. He says, I've been in fear of the punishment from God, and I cannot carry his load, Job says. Amar rishona, what Job says, he says, first of all, ki haya ochez bazel yod mefached mod, Hashem yitbarach v'shluchav. Im yaseh hefech, says, number one, I was scared. I shouldn't do things that are improper because Hashem has so many ways to punish a person if I don't do what he asked me. Ve'ekdim ze ki hu atziyur ha-megia l'adam rishona. So he begins with that because that's the first thought man has. I better behave myself because who knows what's lurking behind door number one. I better behave myself because in this life there are so many things that can happen. And then he says, so step one, he says, I'm deathly scared of God's punishment. And then he says, umasato lo uchal. He says, but I can't carry his load. Klomar, ki gam lo hayti mitbonen ba'onesh asher yagieni ba'amoti. He says, even if I wouldn't be focused on the punishment that could come to me if I rebel. Once I've established within my heart that God is so exalted, I can't go against what he said. That's what Eov is mentioning, this great awe of Hashem. That's the true fear of Hashem. When I recognize his greatness, and that's what is mentioned in the verse when Moshe tells the Jewish people, hear, Israel, what is God wanting of you? What is he asking you? All he's asking is you should be God-fearing people. He's talking about that type of fear. He's not talking about fear of punishment. Being that this concept is very difficult to conceptualize at first glance. You're trying to think, I'm scared of something great and awesome. So the Ran says it's difficult, so I'm going to try as best as I can to explain it. And it is as follows. Fear is constriction. When you're scared of something, you automatically constrict yourself. Fear is that a person, so to speak, gathers his strengths inwardly. When you're scared, you bring inside all your strengths. When you think of something scary, so your instinct is, I don't know if you guys, there's the instinct of protection. There's also the instinct of, you're coiling inward, so to speak, you're preparing for the threat that's coming at you. That's every fear that man is scared of something. People will clench their teeth, they'll clench their fists. There's an inward pull.
And
when a person starts conceptualizing, he paints a picture in his mind. God is exalted. And he sees what's hidden, he sees what's revealed. And God knows how limited we are. So he knows that our potential to conceptualize is limited. Our potential to think is limited. Our whole life is limited. Just thinking about that. He's awesome. He knows me, and he knows how little I am. That's scary. I mentioned that when we first moved to Kochav Yaakov, one of the first nights I looked up and I saw stars, which you don't see in the city. And when you go out and you start seeing stars, you start remembering that there's a huge galaxy out there. And there are planets. One of the things I like to do is when I'm waiting at a traffic light, looking at all the cars that pass. Or if you're waiting and the train passes, look at all the faces. And what you're seeing is actually whole worlds. Every one of them is a universe. Every one of them has family and has concerns and has things that make them happy and has hopes and dreams. Every person you're seeing is a whole world unto themselves. Now, we know our world, but there's another world out there. And you look at all that, and then you tell yourself, but when I pray, God's listening. Okay, how am I supposed to connect to that? That, says the Ran, when you start thinking that God is so great, and I am so little, and he knows I'm so little, yet he connects to me, that's where you start feeling that awe. Wow. Again, when I looked out, and I suddenly saw stars and galaxies, and I said, Earth is one. I don't know if there's living life on all the others, but Hashem created all of them, right? There's a whole world out there, and there's a tremendous amount of time out there. And in all of this time and worlds and people, there's little me. Okay? What am I?
Of that consciousness that is encompassing all the thoughts of where it's all coming from and what all everything that's beyond
I'm the center of me.
That's what I'm saying.
But that doesn't mean I'm the center of anyone else.
Blowing is that everyone else on the train is the center too, simultaneously. Doesn't take their centrality doesn't take away from your centrality, and yours not from them.
Because none of them are real.
What do you mean none of them are real?
I'm not central, and they're not central.
No.
I'm only central to myself.
That's what I'm saying. So,
so I don't take it away from anyone else.
In the hall,
But the Rabon Shom, who's omnipresent, who's not limited in time. And he's not limited in space, so am I central to him? That's the concept that the Ran said is counterintuitive, and that's why the second commandment, God himself has to say, I am commanding you. Why do we need the second commandment to be spoken by God? Because logic doesn't dictate that God would talk to me. Logic doesn't dictate that God would connect to humanity. That's why the Ran said God had to personally say the second commandment, because that introduces us to a concept. I care what you do. I'm telling you, don't serve other gods. Rabon Shalom, you care what I do? What difference does it make? So I don't know what difference it makes, but I know to him it makes a difference. He told me so. You ask me why? I don't know why, but he did tell me. So now I have to respect that. Now all 613 are in light of that one. But coming back to this, the Ran began explaining to us how we can connect to the concept of Yirat HaRomemut, having awe of his greatness.